Jesus Christ is the King of the universe. Jesus is the brightness of eternal light and the Son of justice. Jesus Christ is the Father of the world to come. He is the splendor of the Father, and He is the King of glory. Blessed are you and praiseworthy, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and glorious forever is your name. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him might not perish, but might have eternal life. And we killed Him. We nailed our Lord to the cross. We crucified the joy of the angels, the eternal wisdom, the infinite goodness. Jesus was nailed to the cross and crucified. And He was crucified with two other men. These men were thieves, and they were worse than thieves. They were murderers. One hung on His right and the other on His left. These men who were crucified with Jesus are named Dismas and Gestas. They have a history of sin and evil, and I could tell you more about them, but that's not why we're here. We'll save their story for March 25th, so mark your calendars. These two men represent us. They are representative of the whole human race. They are the sheep and the goats. Every one of us will be faced with this situation. We will meet the Son of God, Jesus, the Father of the poor, the treasure of the faithful, face to face, and we will align ourselves with either Dismas or Gestas. So you may be wondering which is which. Without giving away too much, I will tell you that Gestas is a particularly nasty individual. He is totally self-absorbed, and he is only concerned about saving his own skin. He says to Jesus, the God of peace, the most patient, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." There is no testimony here. There is no profession of faith. There is only an expression of doubt and a transparent attempt at self-preservation. The Lord's response is bone-chilling when you think about it, because there is no response. Jesus, the zealous lover of souls, our refuge, does not acknowledge Gestas. And Gestas separates himself from God, and there is only silence. Now, Dismas, as far as I know, is the only saint canonized by the Lord himself. Everywhere else in Scripture, the true light, the strength of martyrs, says something like, "You are not far from the kingdom." But here, when Jesus speaks to Dismas, this is the final judgment. This is the particular judgment that each one of us must endure. We have been told that there is a final judgment, and here we have written proof. Dismas offers testimony to his life, saying only this, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." It is written, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land." It is also written, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted." Here, Jesus, the most admirable, the most amiable, validates his teaching. Dismas acts according to the teaching. He fulfills all the requirements set forth by Jesus, the light of confessors. As a result, he is rewarded for his testimony of faith in Jesus Christ, the crown of saints, whom he acknowledges as the Son of God. Dismas, who was condemned by human law, and rightly so, is justified by God's law. Jesus, the most powerful, the angel of great counsel, while upon the cross, exercises his authority as the King of the universe. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, the author of life, demonstrates his authority as the judge of the living and the dead. Brothers and sisters, one day we will have to give an account of our own lives. We will stand before the mighty God, the meek and humble of heart, and endure our own judgment. will we be able to give testimony before the Son of the Virgin Mary that He alone is the Holy One, He alone is the Lord, He alone is the Most High, Jesus Christ.